time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for partly sunny skies with a high of 50. Tonight, clear with a low of 28. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The Illinois Eastern Community College Board of Trustees is inviting letters of interest for the board vacancy created by the recent resignation of Trustee Jim Lane. The board consists of 7 duly elected nonpartisan residents of the IECC district. Trustees serve as at-large members and without compensation. People serving as trustees must be a United States citizen, an Illinois resident, at least 18 years old, and a resident of the territory included in the IECC district for at least 1 year. The person appointed to the position will serve until the next election in April 2021. Letters of interest should be submitted by this Monday, January 13th, to Dr. G. Andrew Fisher, Board Chairman of the IECC District 529 at 233 East Chestnut Street in Olney. Anyone with questions can contact IECC Interim CEO Marilyn Holt at 393-2982. More news next.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting in stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and night times by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
Live a healthy lifestyle with fitness classes offered at the Bobcat Den in Fairfield. Fitness instructors Donna Frutiger and Denise Hilliard offer a variety of one-hour classes to accommodate all ages and exercise levels, including yoga, Pilates mini ball, total body fun, yoga rhythm, and armchair Pilates. Monthly package plans start at $25, and a free fitness center membership is included with most plans. Register today by calling Frontier Community College at 842-3711.
In other news, 2 Fairfield residents were sentenced in Wayne County Circuit Court yesterday. 29-year-old Stephen R. Robertson had earlier admitted to violating his probation on account of possession of between 5 and 15 grams of meth. He was sentenced to 24 months probation and was also ordered to pay $2,115 in fines and court costs. 32-year-old Amanda R. Moore pleaded guilty yesterday to a count of retail theft. She was sentenced to 24 months conditional discharge, and a separate case against her was dismissed per her plea. Moore was ordered to pay $45 in restitution to Mach 1, along with $368 in other fines and court costs. 27-year-old Fairfield resident Bobby L. Powell was booked in the Wayne County Jail yesterday afternoon. He was wanted on a Lawrence County warrant for retail theft, and his bond was set at $300. NARF, or the National Active and Retired Federal Employees, will hold their January meeting next Tuesday, January 14th, at 11:30 a.m. at DiMaggio's in Fairfield. All members and prospective members are encouraged to attend. Anyone seeking more information should call 847-2321. Several Illinois recreational cannabis dispensaries were closed yesterday, with some owners saying strong demand has caused a shortage in supplies and staff exhaustion. Legal sales began January 1st in Illinois, and customers spent about $3.2 million on the first day and more than $10.8 million over 5 days. By comparison, Michigan generated $3.1 million in the first 2 weeks of recreational cannabis sales last year. Some dispensaries stopped selling recreational product on Sunday, and they don't expect to resume until Friday due to demand. However, the stores are still open for medical patients. Other dispensaries have shut down to give staff a break. One Chicago dispensary was shuttered after police said it was burglarized over the weekend, resulting in the loss of an undisclosed amount of cash. Opponents of the legalization of recreational cannabis point to the incident as an example of how the stores could come with serious consequences. Taxes have changed on the sale of some used vehicles with the start of the new year. No longer will the entire value of a trade save people from paying sales tax on the purchase of their next vehicle, with few exceptions. President of the Illinois Automobile Dealers Association, Pete Sanders, says, for people trading in a pickup truck or cargo van, the entire value of the vehicle is still exempt. SUVs are not exempt from the new sales tax law, even if they're being driven with B-truck license plates. The Wayne City Village Board met last night and voted to ban recreational cannabis sales. It also passed a new golf cart ordinance. The board also held discussion about adjustments to water and sewage bills to accommodate for leaks. It decided to enforce the current policy of only making one adjustment to the formula each year for each leak. The board also decided to update the restrooms in the community building to comply with a new state law regarding changing stations. More forks for events in the building will also be purchased at a cost of about $500. Wayne City's new water plant will reportedly need new desks, chairs, filing cabinets, a computer, and a printer, and a request was made for about $10,000 to be set aside during its construction to pay for the equipment. The board also asked village workers to prepare information for pricing to map the utilities in Wayne City, to be prepared by the next board meeting. In other business, the board heard the village will need a new locator for buried lines, as the current locator is not accurate enough. Workers will be demoing several models and will purchase a new locator right away. An approximate cost for the purchase is $5,000. The Albion City Council met last night. Mark Curtis reports.
The Albion City Council Monday night voted to apply for a sewer line improvement grant. The engineering fees are estimated at $50,000 for the grant, which would be used to improve the current sewer lines in the city. A company last summer videoed the sewer lines in Albion and found several problems with the lines, which some are 100 years old, along with manholes that need reworked. The council, on a 3-3 tie vote, with the mayor voting yes, to spend $8,900 to rework a ditch east of town near Albion Tire. The estimate to bore under the road and reroute the water line was from $17,000 to $18,000. The current city is looking for a new city attorney. Since Les Smith resigned from the job in December, Mayor Harris asked the council for some names of attorneys to contact. The council voted to approve the water ordinance, which raises a water deposit to $250 from the current $75. A yellow reminder highlight caught the attention of some residents who complained about the highlight reminder and the wording due upon receipt. The due upon receipt has always been on the water bills, according to city officials. The council voted to give each city worker a $300 clothing allowance and $200 for office employees. Mike and Kristen Spear requested to be annexed out of the city limits at the meeting. Spear went on to say that if the city would obtain the road in front of their home, which is privately owned, and rework the street, they would not be interested in annexing out of the city. The city will examine the request, a rough estimate by city workers to repair the potholes in the street and possibly soil cement the roadway was put at $50,000 and up. Reporting for the News Leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.
The Edwards County Board of Education will hold a special meeting tomorrow at 7 p.m. in the K-12 Room 172. The night will begin with an opportunity for public participation, and the board will then move to the old business item of discussion pertaining to curriculum items. Action on the matter is possible. Board members are then expected to enter closed session, and they will deal with the possible appointment of a volunteer ECHS baseball coach upon their return to open session. According to Kevin Leonard with the Fairfield Water Department, a boil order has been issued for residents of Cumberland Drive and Whiteside Lane. Affected customers should be certain to boil water to be used for human consumption until further notice. Wayne County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons who recently burglarized Taco Tierra. An unspecified amount of money was taken during the heist. Anyone with information should call or text Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. Illinois' small businesses are being urged to apply for a new minimum wage tax credit. Kim Howard has more.
The credit is designed to help offset the cost of the minimum wage increase that took effect January 1st. It's open to businesses and nonprofits with 50 or less full-time employees, says State Department of Revenue spokesperson Sam Salustro.
The maximum credit allowed is 25% of the difference between the new minimum wage and what the employee was previously paid, and this tax credit will extend into 2026 at varying levels.
Businesses can claim the credit by filing Form IL-941, Illinois Withholding Income Tax Return, and a new schedule. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Jeff Cox, bureau chief for medicinal plants at the Illinois Department of Agriculture, says there is quite a bit for the department to keep track of in the new year. He says one thing it must keep in mind is the difference between industrial hemp and recreational cannabis, which became legal in the state last week.
Well, the biggest difference is the THC content. So both plants are cannabis sativa L. The real difference is in their genetics and in their chemical makeup. THC is the chemical that provides a recreational user the high with adult-use cannabis. Industrial hemp, on the other hand, has a very, very low THC level, and that's mandated by both federal law and state law. So the uses are very, very different, obviously. Adult-use cannabis is used for what's commonly referred to as recreational purposes, similar to alcohol, for example. But industrial hemp can be used for the CBD oil, which does not provide a high. It can be used for building materials. The seeds can be squeezed for oil, just like you would soybean oil. So they're very, very similar plants, but at the same time, they are very, very different plants when it comes to the end use.
Cox says another thing to track is the state's medical cannabis program, which has grown to include roughly 100,000 patients. Illinois currently has 21 cultivation centers, and all have been approved for adult-use cultivation for both recreational and medical cannabis. The death of a prominent Illinois lawyer is being investigated, but few details have been released. The Madison County Sheriff's Office says Randy Gorey was found dead in his home in Edwardsville at around 9 p.m. on Saturday after a 911 call was received. Authorities did not say how Gorey died. According to a report from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, police said a black Rolls-Royce SUV that was taken from Gorey's home had been recovered. In addition, a suspect was detained in connection with Gorey's death. Gorey's law firm has specialized in asbestos litigation nationwide, and it has received more than $3 billion in compensation for clients. In addition to the firm, Gorey also founded a real estate and property management company. The city of Edwardsville said last month that it planned to name its new ice rink the Gorey Family Ice Complex after Gorey donated to the project. That's the news. Area deaths next.
There is a huge produce sale going on now at the Fairfield Save-A-Lot on West Main Street. Check out these deals and many more. A head of lettuce, 99 cents. Zucchini, 99 cents a pound. 2 pounds of sweet onions, $1.69. 5 pounds of russet potatoes, $1.69. Swing by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot on West Main Street to take advantage of their huge produce sale that is going on now. Give them a like on Facebook.
It's hard to quit smoking when you try to do it alone. The Illinois Tobacco Quit Line offers a plan and ongoing support based on your individual needs. Knowing how to properly use tools to quit smoking, such as patches, gum, lozenges, or other medications, and counseling will increase your chances of success. We've helped thousands of people quit smoking. We can help you too. Call 1-866-QUIT-YES, online at quityes.org, Facebook, and Twitter. Brought to you by the Illinois Department of Public Health and the American Lung Association in Illinois.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 46. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers. Brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow is at 28,601, down 101. The NASDAQ is at 9,077, up 6. February crude oil is at $62.38. That is down 90 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 75-year-old Olney resident Jim Henby died on Sunday. He was a U.S. Army veteran. Jim Henby is survived by his wife, Donna, children Michelle Copley, Sean Henby, Shannon Ristvet, and Nathan Henby, five grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, one sister, and many nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Jim Henby will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Thursday at Kistler-Patterson Funeral Home in Olney. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. to service time. Burial with full military rites will follow at Haven Hill Cemetery. Memorials can be made to Richland County Homefront. Kistler-Patterson Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 72-year-old Bone Gap resident Larry Jr. Hinton died on Sunday at his home. He had worked at Champ. Larry Hinton is survived by his wife, Marilyn, daughter Tanya Hickenbottom of Grayville, son Larry Hinton of Belleville, brother Leonard Hinton of Olney, six grandchildren, and 20 great-grandchildren. Visitation for Larry Hinton will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. on Friday at Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Albion. Funeral services will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday at the funeral home, with entombment to follow at the Bone Gap Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the Home of the Innocents Rainforest Wing. Envelopes will be available at the service. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home of Albion is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 Fairfield area weather. For today, partly sunny skies. We'll have a high today around 50. It'll be clear tonight. We're expecting a low of 28 and then sunny skies again tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 45. The outlook for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, scattered showers on Thursday with a high of 55 and low of 45. Rain is likely on Friday. Friday will have a high of 60 and low of 50, and rain is likely on Saturday. Saturday will have a high of 55 and a low around 30.